The washing of the feet. After having, on this day, washed the feet of his disciples, Jesus said to them, quote, "Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you do also." End quote. Footnote. St. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 12 to 15. Although the meaning of these words is that, after the example of our Divine Master, we should practice works of fraternal charity towards our neighbor, yet the literal imitation of this, our Savior's act, has always been observed in the Church. At the commencement, it was almost a daily practice. St. Paul, when mentioning the qualities which should adorn the Christian widow, includes that of washing the feet of the saints. Footnote, First Letter to Timothy, chapter 5, verse 10. That is, of the faithful. We find this act of humble charity practiced in the ages of persecution, and even later. The Acts of the Saints of the first 6 centuries, and the homilies and writings of the Holy Fathers, are filled with allusions to it. Afterwards, charity grew cold, and this particular way of exercising it was confined, almost exclusively, to monasteries. Still, from time to time, it was practiced elsewhere. We occasionally find kings and queens setting this example of humility. The holy King Robert of France, and later Saint Louis, used frequently to wash the feet of the poor. The holy Queen Saint Margaret of Scotland and Saint Elizabeth of Hungary did the same. The Church, with that spirit which makes her treasure up every recommendation of her divine Lord, has introduced this act of humility into her liturgy, and it is today that she puts the great lesson before her children. In every church of any importance, the prelate, or superior, honors our Savior's condescension by the ceremony called the washing of the feet. The bishops throughout the world follow the example set them by the Sovereign Pontiff, who performs this ceremony in the Vatican. Yea, there are still to be found kings and queens who on this day wash the feet of the poor and give them abundant alms. The 12 apostles are represented by the 12 poor, who, according to the most general practice, are chosen for this ceremony. The Pope, however, washes the feet of 13 priests of as many different countries, and this is the reason of the ceremonial requiring this number for cathedral churches. But why 13? Some have interpreted it thus, that it represented the full number of the Apostolic College, which is 13, for Saint Matthias was elected in Judas's place, and our Lord himself, after his ascension, called Saint Paul to be an apostle. Other authors, however, and among them the learned Pope Benedict XIV, footnote, De Festis Domini Nostri Jesu Christi, Book 1, Chapter 6, Number 57, assert that the reason of this number being chosen was the miracle related in the life of Saint Gregory the Great. This holy pope used every day to wash the feet of 12 poor men, whom he afterwards invited to his own table. One day, a 13th was present. It was an angel, whom God had sent, that he might thereby testify how dear to him was the charity of his servant. The ceremony of the washing of the feet is also called the mandatum, from the first word of the first antiphon. After the deacon has chanted the gospel of the Mass of Maundy Thursday, the celebrant takes off the cope, girds himself with a towel, and, kneeling down, begins to wash the feet of those who have been chosen. He kisses the right foot of each one after having washed it. Meanwhile, the choir sings the following antiphons. I give you a new commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you, says our Lord. Blessed are the immaculate in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. After our Lord was risen from supper, he put water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples, to whom he gave this example. Great is the Lord and exceedingly to be praised, in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Our Lord Jesus, after he had supped with his disciples, washed their feet and said to them, Know you what I, your Lord and Master, have done to you? I have given you an example, that ye also may do the same. Thou hast blessed, O Lord, thy land. Thou hast delivered Jacob from captivity. Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, If I do not wash thy feet, thou shalt have no part with me. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know it afterwards. If I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, how much more ought you to wash the feet of one another? Hear these things, all ye nations. Hearken to them, all ye that inhabit the world. In this all shall know that ye are my disciples, if ye have a love for one another, said Jesus to his disciples. Let these three, faith, hope, and charity, remain in you, but the greatest of them is charity. But now remain faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of them is charity. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and undivided unity. We will praise him because he has shown us his mercy. Let us bless the Father and the Son with the Holy Ghost. How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul desires and longs after the house of the Lord. After these antiphons, the choir sings the following canticle. It is a fervent exhortation to fraternal charity, of which the washing of the feet is a symbol. Canticle. Where charity and love are, there is God. The love of Christ hath gathered us together. Let us rejoice in him and be glad. Let us fear and love the living God. And let us love one the other with a sincere heart. Where charity and love are, there is God. When, therefore, we are gathered together, let us take heed we be not divided in mind. Let wicked quarrels and contentions be at an end, and let Christ our God dwell among us. Where charity and love are, there is God. Let us also with the blessed see thy face in glory, O Christ our God, there to possess an immense and happy joy for endless ages. Amen. The celebrant, having resumed his cope, concludes the ceremony with the following prayers. Our Father. The rest of the Lord's Prayer is said in silence as far as the last two petitions. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thou hast commanded, O Lord, that thy precepts be exactly observed. Thou hast washed the feet of thy disciples. Despise not the work of thy hands. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Accept, O Lord, we beseech thee, this duty of our service. And since thou didst vouchsafe to wash the feet of thy disciples, despise not the work of thy hands, which thou hast commanded us to imitate, that as here the outward stains are washed away by us and from us, so the inmost sins of us all may be blotted out by thee, which be thou pleased to grant, who livest and reignest one God for ever and ever. Amen.